In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus Anesti. I promise this is not a sports introduction at all, but you can't live in the Bay Area and not be aware of sports because of all of the championship teams that seem to surround us. And one of the words that gets thrown around a lot when we're watching sports or following them is challenge. The Warriors were down 3-1. They had the challenge of evening up the series. Sometimes in baseball, a pitcher will throw a challenge fastball. And, you know, you hear that word a lot, challenge. Well, this morning I want to talk about challenge from a biblical perspective. Because I am convinced, and I hope all of us are, that the Bible does challenge us. It challenges us in a lot of ways. But this morning's gospel reading reminds us that the Bible challenges us with a very important question, which is this. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be remembered? How do I want to be remembered? Because we have in this morning's gospel reading some characters that are remembered in a very special way. We have the blind man, who is not only healed of Jesus and experiences that healing firsthand, but he actually becomes a proclaimer of the good news and has the courage to stand up when he's being interrogated over and over again about how it is that he regained his sight. Even beyond becoming a proclaimer of the good news, he becomes a follower of Jesus. That's a good way to be remembered. How do we want to be remembered? There is the group of neighbors and acquaintances who they're saying, was that the guy born blind? Was that the guy who used to be blind? I'm not sure. It looks like him. And they're remembered as clueless, really, quite frankly. How could they miss who that man was? They saw him probably every day asking for alms and assistance. And now they say, is that him? We have the Pharisees who are remembered because of this story as being willfully and pridefully ignorant. Here we have a man born blind who is healed, and yet they are so angry at Jesus, so unwilling to see who he is, that they conjure up every possible way of denying the fact of what has happened. And then there are the two characters of the man's parents, who are remembered to this day as cowards. Here was their son who had been healed, and they would not even proclaim the truth because they thought that there would be some sort of a social reprisal. Now, it's probably a good thing that all of these characters were named anonymously, because it's bad enough that we have to listen to their story every year at this time, but imagine if we heard them by name, the clueless, the pridefully ignorant, the cowards. Now, this question of how do you want to be remembered is something more than theoretical. It's something that we all have firsthand experience with in one way or another. Now, this morning, as we do our memorial service, we will be remembering Father Anthony, whom I never had the pleasure of meeting, because during the entire time of his active service, I was on the East Coast. And yet, because of his legacy and what he has left behind, I can understand how it is that he is remembered. From talking to the people who knew him, who were served by him, who labored with him, he was obviously a faithful man. A man who not only believed in God, but followed him, a Christian, and that rubbed off on other people. He was, by all accounts, a man who did what he said he was going to do. And when people do what they say they're going to do, that's called integrity. And obviously, we remember him as a man who not only had a vision for things, but he also knew how to move the ball down the field and get that vision accomplished. Now, there's obviously lots more to say about Father Anthony, especially those of you who knew him and loved him so well. And after liturgy, when we gather for coffee hour, I know that it will be an opportunity to exchange memories of him. But the point of all of it is this, is that through his actions, Father Anthony is remembered in very specific and very special ways. He challenges us, if you will, to ask ourselves the questions, how do we want to be remembered? Now, the Bible not only teaches us and challenges us with this question about how do you want to be remembered, but the Bible helps to provide the answer about how it is we should be remembered if we are going to be remembered as godly people, as holy people, as Christian people. And there are so many responses we could give to the question, how is it to be remembered as godly and holy, just based on what the Bible says. But this morning, as we gather for our Spring Parish Assembly, here are at least three ways the Bible gives us the answer to the question, how is it do you want to be remembered? We can be remembered as someone who is generous. Here's what St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So if we want to remember it as godly and holy people, then we are not to be stingy with God. And that includes every aspect of our life. Please don't send me another one of those emails, all you talk about is money. There's lots of ways to be stingy with God. Prayer, fasting, forgiving, loving, etc. Do we want to remember it as somebody who cares for the downtrodden? Every year as we prepare for Great Lent, we read the following. Then they will answer, Lord, when did we see thee hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to thee? Then he will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Bible calls us to be remembered as people who take care of the least of our brethren. And then finally, do we want to be remembered as evangelists, people who share the good news with others? At the very end of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Amen. This is among our highest callings, to tell other people about Jesus Christ, to introduce the Lord to them, so that they can be saved, as we heard about in this morning's epistle reading. Now we return just again very briefly to the gospel reading, and remember at the very beginning what happens. They say, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. This is what happens when Christ is at work in the world, and he is at work in the world. This is what happens, is the works of God are made manifest, and we react to those works of God differently. That is why we live in a world where not everyone is Christian, and some people are even hostile to Christianity, because as Christ continues to save in this world, to work in this world, to bring goodness into the world, there remain people who respond to it in tragically the same ways that the characters of this morning's gospel reading responded to Christ. And how is that? They are clueless, and they don't see the goodness and the healing that's happening around them. They are willfully and pridefully ignorant, relying on the ways of the world instead of the ways of the Lord. And then sometimes when Christ is at work around us, People just choose to be cowardly. And that's a tragedy. And that's a tragedy. But there is one necessary response to knowing that Jesus is alive and at work in our lives and around us. And it's not to be clueless or cowardly or ignorant. But it's this, to do what the blind man did. And to be a proclaimer of the good news. To become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. A proclaimer of good news and a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. A perfect theme for this Sunday, as we remember Father Anthony, and a perfect answer to the question, how do we want to be remembered? As proclaimers of the gospel and as faithful followers of Jesus Christ.